Welcome to A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg with Christy Nickel and Christine Ahrens. On today's A Winnipeg Slice...
I'm Christine Ahrens, here today with Allison August of the Assiniboine Park Zoo. Thanks for being here, Allison.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So today we're talking about the world's most famous bear, we'll say, none other than Winnie the Pooh. And the park since last fall has had the Pooh Gallery to honor Winnie. So what does the gallery consist of?
The Winnie the Pooh exhibit, the gallery, very much focuses on the story of Lieutenant Harry Colborne from World War I. And he was a veterinarian who was traveling to tend horses in World War I. And along his travels, he rescued and adopted a baby black bear cub and named it Winnie after his hometown of Winnipeg. And he took this bear on this journey across the Atlantic over into England and had it along with him on the army base until he ultimately gave it to the London Zoo.
So are these real pages from his diary that you pulled?
Yeah, so the exhibit is filled with memorabilia, with diary entries and photographs, as well as some artwork and some digitized files. All of this work was essentially done in partnership with Ryerson University and also our partners with WAG at the park. And so Ryerson University really spent a lot of time digitizing these files and creating this exhibit and curating this exhibit. And we are so pleased to be able to have it here at Assiniboine Park for everyone to come and enjoy.
I'm sure there's a lot of fun facts that you would have never known about Winnie the Pooh, even though you think you know who Winnie is.
That's right. Much of it was also inspired by the children's book Finding Winnie, which is written by Lindsay Maddock. And Lindsay Maddock is the great-granddaughter of Dr. Harry Colborne, the lieutenant in World War I. And so she really wrote this story as an homage to him and to teach her own son about this incredible history that's within her family. And so she worked very closely on this exhibit as well.
Very cool. Well, what's great is that it's completely free. So if people want to learn a little bit more about Winnie, they can come to Assiniboine Park and learn more about it.
This has been A Winnipeg Slice with Christine Ahrens and Christy Nickel on 93.7 CJNU. A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg.